So, yeah, so we had said that we want to do neutral pricing. So we want to use the equivalent Martingale measure, and we did define what the equivalent Martingale, sorry, what the equivalent Martingale measure should be. And yeah, there are some comments still about this equivalent Martingale measure. So we will consider certain share price models, and we will see that for certain share price models or market models, an equivalent Martingale measure exists uniquely. This we had in the Cox-Ross-Rubinstein model also, or not uniquely. I think we did not have an example for this case, or did we? I don't remember, maybe not. So there exists more than one equivalence Martingale measure. We did have, that was this free choices, sorry. We had in the demonstrations, we had this slightly changed Cox-Ross-Rubinstein model where you have not just two choices for tossing a coin, but so to say a coin with three sides. And then there were infinitely many equivalent Martingale measures, yes. But we did not have the case that there exists no Martingale measure, if I remember. So exists not uniquely, or does not exist at all. Also, this case can happen. And this has, of course, consequences for the price. So we repeat all the definitions from the discrete time case. So one good thing is at least you don't have to learn them twice. So they are kind of similar. We have the value of the portfolio. VT of phi. And portfolio is given as phi t with, as we had already, phi t of 0, phi 1 t, sorry, phi 0 t, phi 1 t, and phi d t, as we introduced at time t, is given by the usual formula, phi t of phi is the sum of phi I of t s I of t. So phi I was the amount of shares or bank accounts units one has. And if I multiply with the share price, then I'm getting the wealth or the value of my portfolio. Okay, and the whole object, if t is running, phi t in t is called the value process. Of the trading strategy. Phi. And then we are interested in how good we trade. And how good we trade doesn't really depend on our own initial capital. It depends on how much we get more starting from the initial capital, and this is the so-called gains process. So this is not so clear here. Maybe it comes later. I don't remember in the moment. So we just take it for granted that this describes our gains. Namely, this is a stochastic integral. So we integrate now with respect to the share prices. So that we haven't learned, right? We in the moment we know what to do with if we have the Brownian motion. So I'm going to say in a remark how this can be understood. And here is not such a comment. So if the stochastic integral is well defined. Okay, I'm running out of space. Sorry for that. Now we simply define what is self-financing in our case. If the value of the portfolio can be calculated by the value at the beginning plus the gains process. Okay, how can this be understood? If this would be a discrete time situation, so if the phi would be constant, it would be a simple function, simple process as we had it. then just assume we know what to do. So then we would have the phi times the phi at the initial. So we always had it on certain. If you have a simple process, then we have phi at the time where the interval starts, the time interval starts, and then it's constant over the time interval. And if it's constant over the time interval, you can think that this integral is then s of the upper border of the time interval minus s of the lower border, like we had the definition. And then you can see that this looks similar to the situation in the discrete time case for self-financing. So this is exactly the other way to compute the value or the wealth of the portfolio as we did in the previous case. And then one can think one makes a limit, and then it's exactly what one gets here. So about this integral, we have Si of t given as this, in general, as this generalized Brownian motion. So we can think of as a solution of this stochastic differential equation, which we had. So that was the IF share price. I should put here J. And so if we have this for SI, then we define so we could actually show that it's true, but we just make it as a definition. That if I have such an integration with respect to the share price, then I take it as two integrals so we have phi I of u ds I u, and I'm using this part here. So maybe I should make it visible. So this is used here. Okay. And then I'm using that as well. The other part of S, the process S, and I'm getting then this sum. Maybe I write the phi first. So it doesn't matter here. Accidentally, I used u, and on the upper part we have s. I could have written this also with integration over s. Okay, and I want to point out that didn't change much. So let's take orange. It's not visible, so maybe green is better. So we have this part here appears also here. So then if you see this DSI, you just think, okay, I have two integrals with these ingredients. And we can compute the second moment of this integral. And we call, yeah, for technical reasons, we call the right-hand side A plus B. So that would mean that we have here the expectation of A plus B squared. And then you know that you have this inequality that you can write. This is 2 expectation A squared plus 2 expectation B squared. So this holds generally, not even the expectation is needed. So you have, without expectation, you get this inequality. And the question is, so the question is this well defined? And how can we estimate that this is finite? So let's first take the easier term, like this one. Okay, I have all these things inside. And now I'm using Hilda inequality for the inside, so for this integral. So in the sense that I have h of s ds from 0 to t, and if I have a square, then, or maybe without the square, so that would be the usual way. So I'm writing artificially still a 1 inside here. And then I can estimate this by the square of h ds from 0 to t and outside the square root, of course. So we use Cauchy-Schwarz more or less. And then we have the 1. And then you can see that what I'm getting here, if I take the square on the left-hand side, I'm getting this expression. And this gives me just, because this is to the power 1/2, if I take a square, I get just a factor t. Okay? So that's why I'm using this. So I'm writing Hölder, but you can also say Cauchy-Schwarz. I'm using this here. And I'm getting t times the expectation of, and now the square, which is outside, is inside. Okay, and here the assumption is that this is finite. So we have the assumption that the alpha were bounded and the phi were in such a way. So the assumption on the phi was that phi times s squared is finite. So sorry, unfortunately, I don't think we have this here anymore. No. But if you check the lecture notes, the notes from the first lecture, so we have that this is bounded. And the assumption was that phi is an admissible trading strategy. If I multiply this with that and square, then this should be finite. So it's finite. I'm trying to indicate since phi is admissible. If you look this up, then you see that's included. Okay, and we check expectation of b squared. So b is not the Brownian motion now, it's just this abbreviation. Sorry that I'm using the same, kind of the same notation twice. So that would be this whole stuff again. and we need to make a square. And now we know, under certain conditions, if this is in L2, then we have Itô's isometry. And what we didn't compute, but what I claim is, because these are independent, then what you get is, so I'm cheating a bit. What you get is that you have the sum, and then inside you have everything inside squared. Du. So if we would have the situation d equals 1, then you would simply recognize Itô's isometry here. And why do we get this expression? We use independence. Of B1 up to BD, but this is not clear here, so this would need a proof. Which I'm not doing. So this is proved in stochastic analysis. Okay, just in case this would be true, then again, because we assume that the sigma's functions are bounded, then we could again use the definition of a phi is admissible, we would get also that this is finite. Okay, and especially what one gets is if you take the expectation now from such an object, we would get zero, because this is the property of, we said that this is a martingale if the integrand is in L2. That was one of the properties of the extended Itô integral, which we considered, but without proof. Okay. Now I have to check because it just looks funny. I was mixing up my concept. So I hope you are not doing that. So we said not phi is admissible. I was already wondering, it looked a little bit strange, but we defined what is a trading strategy. So for a trading strategy already, this was required to be finite. And what is admissible comes now, sorry. So if you check out what was defined as a trading strategy, this first hour. So I should learn this finance concepts also better. So is a trading strategy. Sorry for that. And now we define what is admissible. Okay, assume that Q is an equivalent martingale measure the strategy phi is admissible. If phi is self-financing that we defined, then we assume, like in the discrete time case, that the value of the portfolio is never to be allowed to be negative. And some technical condition is that for the given martingale measure, if I take the discounted value of the portfolio and I'm taking the supremum of the square. So the modulus is only to put the square somewhere because the modulus is not needed. It's always non-negative. Maybe I should make parentheses not to confuse you. All right, I take the square. I take the supremum over all times. And this expectation should be finite. And yeah. As usual, the discounted value of the portfolio is just the value of the portfolio divided by SCO. Okay, so this is, assumption here is new, and it was not needed if the omega is, the space of omegas is finite. But here we need some integrability conditions in order to work with this stuff. Okay, just as usual, in the discrete time case, we also defined the arbitrage opportunities. We do it again. Sorry. A trading strategy is phi, is called an arbitrage. Opportunity if phi is admissible. So in order to have this, we even need the existence of a martingale, equivalent martingale measure. And as usual, phi zero of phi is equal to zero, and the probability that the value at the end, that capital T is positive, is positive. So that's the same. Okay, we still have a bit of time, so I can continue. So we want to again to introduce options. And we want to be as general as possible again. So we will call any non-negative F measurable age an option. Often we have h is equal to some function of s I of capital T. So for example, our well-known call and put option. So what do we have? S I of capital T minus K plus, this we know already. But now we have more share prices, we can also do different stuff. So what other options we can consider? So that was the European call option, just in case you don't know anymore. So one is, what else do we have? For example, we can consider basket options. So they're quite, the name is quite intuitive. You put all your things into a basket, you use more share prices in one function. So one example or simplest example of a basket option would be that you have a function. No, not the function. We take just the same expression as before. And we take S1 of capital T plus and so on plus SD of capital T. And then we take minus. So that's a simple form of a basket option. And we can have Asian options. And I said, probably I said already, what is the point of an Asian option? So basket option is clear. We use more than one share price in one option. And Asian option means that we use the whole history of the share. So one typical process or one typical example, sorry. So depending on the whole process. For example, now we take again just one share price, but we take the average of the values of the first share price. So we integrate and then we divide by the time. So that's a typical Asian option. Okay, so I think I was quite fast today and you got a lot of concepts again, which have been introduced before, but now for our continuous time setting. And I think I should not continue. So we will do this because this belongs then together. And I will do this then next week. So that's all for today. And yeah, have a nice weekend.